Good day. This is an audio update from LGK Wealth Management. Today's episode is part of an ongoing series of regular updates and education pieces to accompany our regular meetings, phone conversations, and paper or paperless communications. These audio casts or podcasts can be listened to anywhere you have a computer or mobile device. They're perfect at the computer, while you're exercising, or during your commute. In the past, we've spoken about the importance of ensuring that you have a completed and up-to-date will. The will addresses what happens when you pass away, and how your assets will be distributed to your beneficiaries. But do you have a plan for the management of your finances should you find yourself in a situation where you're unable to manage them yourself? As an example, although not pleasant to think about, you could be in an accident, or have something happen that leaves you in a position where managing financial affairs would be a challenge. In later years, loss of mental capacity could occur in the form of Alzheimer's disease, making it impossible for you to make clear and financially prudent decisions. Today we'd like to discuss the document that is used to address those challenges. Often made at the same time as your will, it is called the power of attorney. Today we'll look at the following: the definition of power of attorney, the two different types of powers of attorney, who should you name as your power of attorney, and what limitations you can place on them. Very simply, a power of attorney is a legal document that gives someone else the right to act on your behalf. This attorney that you give power to does not have to be a lawyer. They can be a person or a corporation such as a trust company. A power of attorney needs to be signed and witnessed by two individuals to become valid. Those two individuals cannot be your spouse or children. There are two types of powers of attorney. The first is the power of attorney for property, also called a financial power of attorney. It is used to address your financial affairs and grants your attorney the authority to act on your behalf. Even if you become mentally incapable, your attorney will still have the ability to transact on your behalf. The second type of power of attorney is the power of attorney for personal care, and it is used so that housing and health care decisions can be made should you become mentally incapable to make them yourself. Occasionally, this type of power of attorney is called a living will. However, this isn't entirely accurate. Whereas a power of attorney is a legal document where you grant someone the authority to act on your behalf, a living will represents your actual wishes for special medical situations. An example would be whether or not you wish to be resuscitated should you be in a coma that you won't recover from. Oftentimes, your living will, or advance directive, as it is also called, are written directly into your power of attorney document. So who should you name as your power of attorney? The only true stipulation in naming a power of attorney is that they must have reached the age of majority as defined by the province. Other than that, anyone can be named, and typically most people choose their spouse, friend, or another family member. Beyond that, here are some points to consider. Are they financially knowledgeable? Where do they live? Are they far away? Would managing your affairs be easy for them given their location? If you're thinking of naming family or friends, will they be objective? Or will bias potentially cloud their judgment? Should you consider a trust company as power of attorney as an objective alternative? The power of attorney is a powerful document. Once granted, your attorney has the ability to transact on your behalf, including conducting business that you may or may not agree with. It is possible that they might not act in your best interest, or they could simply mismanage your affairs. On the other hand, you can utilize the power of attorney to limit and formalize the attorney's responsibilities. This protects your finances from an attorney who decides to misuse their authority that may in the long run harm you or others that you care about. Power of attorneys do not have to be permanent. They can be created to span various periods of time, like when you're away on a business trip or vacation. They can also, as previously mentioned, have limits in the scope of authority. For example, restricting the attorney to only cover certain responsibilities, like bill payments. You can create them to become effective, or spring, upon some event of your choosing, or on the date that you become incapacitated. You can also create them to be either continuing or non-continuing upon the date that you are no longer legally competent. Regardless, it is an important document should you wish your affairs to be managed according to your wishes while you're still living, but unable to manage them yourself. When considering your estate plan, developing a contingency plan for incapacity while still alive is of crucial importance to the success of your overall financial affairs. That contingency plan can be addressed by creating powers of attorney for both property and personal care. Similar to will preparation, we recommend you go and speak to a reputable estate and trust lawyer. There is little to gain but much to lose should errors be made in do-it-yourself documents. Their expertise can go a long way in ensuring that your wishes are acted upon. As always, we're grateful that you've chosen us at LGK Wealth Management to be your family's wealth advisors and look forward to continuing to grow with you and your family. Should you have any questions about today's topic or others, we urge you to call us at 780-426-2400 or email us at administration@lgkwealth.ca. Thanks for listening.